A few months ago, I was in Arizona for the holidays when I happened to walk by a band playing an outdoor concert at the Desert Botanical Garden. Three guys on a cello, a bass, and a violin playing the most raucous rendition of God Bless Ye Merry Gentlemen that I've ever heard. The band's name is Simply Three, and their new album, Volume 3, came out earlier this week. Zach Clark is on the cello, Nick Villalobos plays bass, and Glenn McDaniel plays the violin. We connected with them in a studio in Phoenix last week. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Well, let's start with an introduction, because a lot of people are probably hearing you for the first time. How did you get started?
Well, it started about 5 years ago. Zach and I, we've known each other since high school. And about 5 years ago, we said to ourselves, you know, we love playing classical music, but we kind of wanted to do something a little differently. We loved, you know, all different kinds of music, from rock to pop music to blues and jazz. So we just thought, hey, why don't we put a group together and see if we can play this type of music on our string instruments? And it actually started with just Zach and I as a duet, and then we quickly realized that it would benefit us to have a higher instrument with a higher voice. So we got a violinist, and it just kind of started from there.
And are you all classically trained? Is that how it all started?
Yeah. For me, this is Zach, by the way. I started to kind of think, you know, maybe the symphony isn't the place for me in my second year of college.
Why, was it boring you?
No, it wasn't boring me at all. It was totally gratifying and fulfilling, and it was incredible. But I just had other musical ideas.
Let's hear some of your music. And you do a lot of covers. Here's, I believe, Pompeii by Bastille.
Yeah. Yep.
That was great. You know what I noticed about that song? It's the percussion. You know, I think that's you. Is that you banging on the bass there?
Yeah.
What is that about? That's an important part of your music, isn't it?
Yeah. We, you know, when we were first arranging, our songs just kind of sounded kind of nice, you know, very beautiful string sound. And then we were all talking and we were saying, like, man, this is just like missing something that the original song doesn't have. And it came very obvious that it was the drums. So we kind of debated, like, should we get a drummer or, you know, what should we do? And we really wanted to keep it on strings. So we just kind of started thinking, how can we emulate a kit, like a rock kit? Mm. And so we just kind of started hitting our instruments. You know, you can do slaps and stuff on the bass, hit them in the fingerboard. But then we were missing, like, that low-end kick, you know, the do, the four on the floor thing. So
how do you do
just
that?
Just started hitting the bass.
Yeah,
I take my fist and I hit the top of the instrument, and it makes, you know, a pretty low kick sound. So now I'm learning how to play drum set on my bass.
Yeah, it's become pretty much essential in not just our arrangements, but in our original music as well. It's kind of found its way That's into true. That as well.
Well, we'll hear some of your original music here in a minute, but what sort of transformation happens when you take a contemporary song and put a classical spin on it?
Whew. It's the classical instruments. You play anything on these three instruments, and it's, you know, a lot of people are going to think, oh, it sounds classical. You know, the process of transforming a pop song into kind of a more classical arrangement, it almost comes naturally to us just because we live and breathe our string instruments. We don't actually think, how do we make this more classical? We actually kind of think of the opposite. We're thinking, okay, we have these classical instruments. We can play in a classical style. We've been trained classically our whole lives. Well, how do we play a rock song? How do we play a pop song? That's really where we focus our thinking on and our arranging on. And, you know, I guess as a result, you know, we have classical instruments and it sounds classical, but,
right.
You know, we've got the drums and we've got guitar. I do some kind of intricate guitar strumming sometimes on the cello, and adding those pop elements in, I think it's cool.
I mean, I remember when I was a kid and I was in school and I thought about the kids who played the cello and the violin and the bass. I know it sounds terrible, and as an adult, I feel ashamed to say that, but it was not the cool thing to do, right? But I saw you play, and I think, wow, those guys are cool. I wish I could do that. I mean, did these instruments always hold that kind of potential for you?
For me personally, no.
It's just the general consensus that, you know, there's the jocks at school, and then there's the musicians, and they're usually a little bit geeky, a little bit more nerdy. But I mean, it is kind of like, for lack of a better word, a dorky thing to do. And but I mean, I think it is getting more cool because people are seeing that these instruments can do lots of other things, you know, a lot of the people on the Grammys had strings behind them.
Yeah.
So strings are getting more in the limelight of things. And that's really something that we're really passionate about. We really like to think that strings should be in the front of the stage, not the back. They shouldn't be behind the performers. They should be featured. And that's really what we're trying to do as a trio, is we're trying to show the world that these strings, yeah, they sound beautiful behind other talent, but they can be talent as well. They can run the show.
Let's hear some more music. How about something original?
Sure.
Cool. So this next one is called Maverick, and we wrote it backstage waiting for a sound check, and things were taking forever. So we thought, why don't we just write a song? So this is Maverick. Thank you.
love that ending. That was very abrupt.
Yeah, it builds to a big climax, and then boom.
So you wrote that doing a sound check. That's pretty spontaneous.
Yeah.
Sometimes something kind of magical can happen when you just start to play, and then someone else just joins in, and it's like, oh my gosh, that was really organic and kind of special. And it's always fun to, you know, include those things in the final version of the composition.
All right, well, that was Zach Clark, Nick Villalobos, and Glenn McDaniel of the group Simply Three. Guys, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
And let's go out with one more song. You're going to play Honey, I'm Good by Andy Grammer. You can hear more from Simply Three at hereandnow.org.